Do you have any guess or speculation if partial breast irradiation proves to be equivalent to breast irradiation, to what extent that might affect the use of breast-conserving surgery? People speculated that patients in rural areas or people who just can't get to the 6.5 weeks of treatment, do you think that's going to be a significant or minor factor?
It has always been my belief that if you made breast-conserving therapy easier on patients and quicker, that you would improve the utilization of breast-conserving therapy in general. And that's really one of my own underlying goals. As a matter of fact, anecdotally, we first used partial breast irradiation on patients who really didn't have an option to receive breast-conserving therapy unless they were treated with partial breast irradiation. In the early 90s, the first patients that we treated were from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And as you can imagine, in some of those rural areas, the nearest radiation facility was 100, 150 miles. And either the patients had to move in next door to the radiation facility, or they received no radiation or a mastectomy. And so for those first groups of patients, they would come down to our treatment facility. We would do the partial breast irradiation, the breast conservation, in 5 days. And so indeed, we already increased the breast conservation option for those women. And so for those particular patients out there who are choosing not to receive breast conserving therapy for either a convenience issue, a non-availability of radiation therapy nearby, or even for a very busy schedule. It's difficult to integrate, as you can imagine, 1 or 2 hours out of your day for 6.5 weeks for a professional who is working, has a family, etc. So again, the underlying theory, belief, goal is that partial breast irradiation will increase the breast conserving therapy option for more women. I mean, that is my definite belief.